Next year's draft budget totals nearly $3 billion. That's nearly half a billion less than that of the current year. County Administrator Mike Merrill said declining property tax revenue is a major factor, which means that some programs are likely to lose out on county dollars.
The reductions have come by making different choices in providing services. So, for example, the after-school care program that's been provided by the Parks and Rec program will now be provided by other entities like the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club. So I guess the important thing is every child who needs after-school care will still get it. It's just they won't get it from the county. And we're working with other providers to transition that.
Funding for public art may also be cut severely. Merrill said even infrastructure will likely see some reductions in the upcoming budget year.
In our infrastructure services areas, so that'd be like public works, development services, which used to be called planning and growth management, because all of those have been reorganized, streamlined, and so those are probably the two biggest areas.
Reductions in the operating budget may loom large, but the county's capital improvement budget faces a daunting reduction of nearly two-thirds. That includes things like roads, stormwater, and government facilities. Merrill said the reason is that in addition to other falling revenue sources, money collected through the capital investment tax has dropped significantly.
We're at the point where without a new funding source, we would have to essentially defer $125 million in capital projects until we had money. So we're looking at other ways to do that without raising taxes or raising revenues.
Some departments aren't seeing a major cut in county funds. The Public Defender's Office, which receives the bulk of its money from the state, is one.
I think they're very aware of what due process is, and I think they're very sensitive to the need.
Julianne Holt is Public Defender of Hillsborough County. She said the state legislature didn't end up reducing the office's budget, save for the mandate requiring public employees to pay 3% of their salaries into a retirement fund. On the county side, she said, she's hoping to even add new language interpreters to meet the needs of a growing number of non-English speakers.
There's a significant number of jail calls that are being provided to us through discovery. Many of them are in non-English language, and those must be listened to, must be transcribed. And if you don't have enough time to transcribe them, you at least need to know that someone has listened to them and has put you on alert as an attorney of what the downfalls of the call might be, what the advantages of the phone call might be.
Mike Breidenbach is court administrator for the 13th Judicial Circuit in Tampa. He said after a few years of really tough cuts, the county budget is easing up a little.
Over the last 2 years, the county has been generous enough to just fund us at a continuation level. So, but we did take, over the last 4 years, we've taken about a $1.5 million cut.
He said in recent years, the department has had to cut a few administration positions and reduce its lengthy technology budget, but many key services the county funds at the court remain intact.
But the main services that the county funds, for example, programs like our Children's Justice Program and our Elder Justice Program, we held those harmless because those are programs that provide direct services to the community.
Tomorrow, County Administrator Mike Merrill will present a proposed budget to the Board of County Commissioners, each of whom can flag items for further discussion. The public can weigh in at a hearing scheduled for July 21st. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.